be a hassle filling out paperwork when you buy or trade a new car or truck. But what is it like if you want to buy something from another country? Say a Russian MiG fighter. That can take a lot of paperwork and a lot of time. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It could take a lot of paperwork just to buy a car in this country. Now imagine you want to buy a Russian MiG fighter plane.
Sometimes it's a long process. First of all, you have to have a license to import the what is considered the weapons of war. In fact, the MiG-29, I think we had one day left on a four-year permit to get it in the United States. So it took 4 years to get the MiG-29s here, which are really rare.
Louis Enan is speaking of the collection at the World Aerospace Museum. He got involved quite by chance.
I saw a big box come to the airport here at Quincy. And so I inquired what was in the box and found out that it was a MiG-21 and talked to the owner and found out what he was going to do with the items in the box. And he said, we're going to put them together and fly them. And I said, oh, I said, do you need any help?
He began working on the former Soviet planes that the owner acquired.
We would take out approximately 700 pounds of wire and items in the aircraft that were used strictly for weapons, and we have no interest in weapons whatsoever, so that stuff would be removed out of the aircraft.
Lead ballast replaces what is taken out in order to keep the plane properly balanced. It may take 4 to 5 months for them to put a MiG together for flight. Lewis often rides on test flights in the back seat heading to air shows, or an occasional request by the U.S. military to observe the former enemy aircraft in flight. The small museum inside this hangar is a unique experience, open to all with a simple phone call ahead. Traveling the countryside in Quincy, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.